Kate weaved through the rocks, reefs, and sandbars for the next hour. I kept my binoculars to my eyes, working my way back and forth like a slow-motion metronome over the surface of the water. The notes of Fleur Elise echoed in my brain, in time to the beatkeeper, a memory from piano lessons long ago. I felt myself bobbing my head to the music in my search dance. I was definitely near delirium. My eyes ached from too little sleep and straining in the sun. I was scared even to blink for fear of missing Nick. So far, though, I had seen only 3 sea turtles and a lonely porpoise. We inched even nearer to Monito Island. Scant, more than a rock cliff face, with green tufted hair. Gazing at it, I felt so lightheaded that I could swear I saw a 4th of July sparkler right in front of my nose. How could Nick even get up there? And how would we get him down if he did? Bill's boss carried every small sea craft imaginable, but I doubted he stocked rock climbing and rappelling gear. We need to circle the island, right? Didn't we decide that Nick most likely approached from the west?